Again, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those in as quickly as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the UNCW Seahawks, Kevin Keats. Good morning, Coach Keats.
Rob, how are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine. Very successful road swing for you guys to the Northeast, a 90-72 win at Drexel and 91-81 at Delaware on Saturday. Talk about the road trip and what went so well for your team.
Well, we're very fortunate, you know, when you talk about getting a road win in this conference, you know, obviously you got to leave out there as a happy guy. And I mean, two really, you know, thriving teams. You know, we in both games, I thought we jumped out to a pretty good lead. But obviously they did a good job clawing back in. And both teams, I thought, represented their home floor very well, did a good job. And, you know, like I said, we're very fortunate, you know, when you look at our start. In those four games, and I call this four marathon games, we were able to win three of them being on the road, and obviously had two very good opponents this last week.
When you have a stretch like this and everybody's gone through it with the 4 and 8 days, and as you touched on, with three of them on the road, how good do you feel to have your team sitting at 4-0 in CAA play right now?
Well, I feel good. You know, obviously, we still have a long ways to go, as I'm sure every team in this conference. But, you know, obviously, when you get a chance to win road games, they're so important, you know, in conference play. And, you know, if you can find a way to take your home court and win a few on the road, then you obviously can be successful. But, you know, I'm happy where we're at. I'm no different than everybody else. I feel like that we could be playing better basketball. But certainly, you know, when you're 4-0, you got to take it.
We're here with UNCW head coach Kevin Keats. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from Josh Walfish with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Kevin, I'm curious. With GMU coming off winning a football national title on Saturday, I'm curious, what does the success like a football national title, like you guys making the NCAA tournament last season, what does that do for the rest of the athletic teams at a university?
Well, obviously, we don't have football, but I will say with our success that we had last year going to the NCAA, I think it's huge. I think the applications go up. You know, it's free advertising. You know, I think the whole quality of the school goes up. And not just when you talk about basketball. You know, if any of your programs obviously have a chance to make the NCAA and play on a national stage, I think you get some. But obviously when you look at UNCW, where we're the flagship program, I think they helped out a lot. And, you know, with football, obviously at James Madison, because we don't have it, but I can only imagine that it certainly helps the school overall.
All right. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Your next question is from the line of Chris Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Chris. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Talk about this game coming up Thursday against William & Mary. I know you guys down south have been dealing with a lot of snow, ice, and all that stuff, and having a hard time practicing and all that stuff. Just talk about William & Mary and what you see on film getting ready for that game.
Well, I mean, they're good. I mean, they make you pay for all your mistakes. You know, at all time, they've got four guys on the floor that can really score the basketball. They got a unique style. They will run with you. They'll get up and down. We haven't, in my opinion, in the last couple of years, done a good job of guarding their sets, but I don't think anybody in the conference has. It'll be a big challenge for us. Dixon is playing as good a basketball as anybody in this whole conference, and then obviously I know everybody knows how what Omar Pruitt is capable of doing. So it'll be a big challenge for us. You know, if you look back at that game that we had here last year, it was an offensive game. And I'm sure Tony would say the same thing, that, you know, neither coach left out there with the, you know, how well that they guarded the other opponent. And we've got to do a good job of trying to keep those guys in front. And, you know, they're tough. They make shots. They can post you. They can drive it. You know, it's a really good system.
And being 4-0 in the conference, is that a good way to start off the conference play with the good non-conference schedule you guys had?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, with conference play, and I said this all along, it's tough. And, you know, it's really, really early in our conference, but, you know, I like where we're at right now. But, you know, things can change on you in a minute. You know, teams that are not doing well certainly could obviously start playing well. And then, you know, if you're not careful, this thing can spiral on you quick because it's so many quality opponents in this conference. And, you know, you got to play every night. There are no nights that you can take off because everybody can beat you.
Well, good luck this week against William and Mary.
Thank you.
Kevin, there's obviously been a lot of talk about your offense. You guys leading the league in scoring and field goal percentage. But your defense, you guys also on top of the conference in forcing turnovers and steals and turnover margin. How do you feel like your defense has been so far?
Well, I mean, Rob, I think we're playing good defense. I don't think we're playing great defense. I think we got a long ways to go, and obviously you know, it's 14 more games in the conference play, and I love to see our guys improve on the defensive end. And, you know, I do think that we're active. I think we're, you know, having some success early turning some guys over, but I would love to see us not make so many mistakes on the defensive end.
And before I let you go, I just wanted to touch on Denzel Ingram, who's having a tremendous year and game-winning shot, you know, when you're in the Nashville tournament and then a couple – and then 22 points at Drexel, 23 points, 8 assists in the Delaware game, and leading the league in threes and up there in scoring, but also second in assists. How difficult is he for a matchup as a guy who can do so many things, not only score the ball but distribute?
Well, he's been, and what we really haven't had here, he's been a legitimate point guard for us. You know, a lot of talk is about his ability to score the basketball, but if you look at his assist numbers, you know, he leads us in a lot of categories. You know, he's one of those guys that can run the team, and he can obviously get everybody else involved. I think he's learning all of his teammates now, but he's also a guy that if we having trouble scoring, you know, he's able to obviously get a basket for us. So he's been big for us. You know, obviously he's been our quarterback on this team, and he's playing very good basketball at this point.
All right, Kevin, thanks as always for your time this morning, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.